the arts have become a playground for the rich. And frankly, wealthy people all around the world have a very similar lifestyle. If you really want to get into things that are interesting ideas and interesting thoughts and stuff like that, it's from people who lived interesting lives, and not just read about people who lived interesting lives from books. And that comes with a certain, it comes in certain kind of trial. I think Berlin still offers that space for people who don't have rich families to come here and do interesting things. And because everybody is not about showing off like their, like, you know, their social status or their financial status or their artistic status, there's a much more even playing field for people. It means there's much more of a chance for interaction with interesting people. And that still makes this city, you know, very valuable.